This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal's six provinces unveiled budgets for upcoming fiscal year as Sudarshan province fails to present its budget. House of Representatives begins ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle claims upcoming fiscal year's budget is focused on economic and political stability and job creation. And US and Iran agree on a deal to end the war as Trump says Strait of Hormuz will be reopened. Now the news in detail. Provincial governments have presented their budgets for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27. In Koshi Province, Economic Affairs and Planning Minister Bidur Kumar Lingthep presented a budget of 40.44 billion rupees, prioritizing agriculture, production, infrastructure, tourism, education, health, good governance and employment. Kandaki Province announced a budget of 32.99 billion rupees, while Bagmati Province unveiled a budget of 66.93 billion rupees. Likewise, Lumini Province presented a budget of 37.38 billion rupees, while Madhes Province announced a budget of 41.13 billion rupees. Karnali Province also presented its budget. Meanwhile, the Sudarshan Province Assembly meeting has been postponed from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. according to the Provincial Assembly Secretariat. Although it was stated that the meeting was delayed due to special reasons, it is reported that the postponement was caused by a lack of agreement among ruling coalition parties on the budget. The provincial government was scheduled to present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year in today's meeting. The House of Representatives has commenced discussions on the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2026-27, focusing on the allocation of budgets across nine ministries. Key ministries under review include Youth, Labour and Employment, Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Agriculture, Forestry and Environment, Information and Communications, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Education and Sports, Health and Food Safety, Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, and Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security. The House of Representatives completed discussions on the allocation headings of nine ministries under the appropriation bill. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial informed the House that the next meeting will hold group discussions on the budget allocations for the ministries of Science, Technology and Innovation, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Infrastructure Development, Home Affairs, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Foreign Affairs, Finance and Defence, as well as the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Secretariats of the National Planning Commission and the Offices of the President and the Vice President. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held at 11 a.m. on the 16th of June. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle previously presented the annual budget estimates for revenue and expenditure during a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament on the 29th of May. The Assembly has also completed a general discussion on the budget and the Finance Minister's responses. Meanwhile, the MPs of the opposition parties in today's meeting of the House of Representatives urged the government to take national sovereignty and border-related issues more seriously. They also demanded clear explanations on several recent developments. They sought clarification over remarks made by Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal and Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle and called for the removal of Prime Minister Balendra Shah's May 31st statement from the parliamentary record. They also condemned several recent incidents across the country, including actions involving SE students and allegations of vandalism, describing them as wrongdoing. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the budget is focused on creating an organized, safe and dignified labour market. Addressing today's meeting of the National Assembly, he said the main objectives of the budget are economic and political stability, good governance, agricultural modernization, employment creation, development of the digital economy and economic empowerment. Responding to questions raised during discussions on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditure for the fiscal year 2026-27, Dr. Wagle said the budget is based on the belief that sustainable income and job creation are the foundations for poverty reduction, replacing a dependency-oriented mindset. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed between the Airlines Operators Association of Nepal and the Aeronautical Society of Nepal with the aim of making Nepal's aviation sector more safe, sustainable and resilient. The two organizations have agreed to cooperate in the development of Nepal's aviation sector through capacity building, research, innovation and knowledge exchange. Under the agreement, they will also conduct training on the human resource development, leadership, operations, engineering maintenance, safety management, and new technologies. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal, who is on a four-day official visit to China, visited the Institute of Tibetan Plateau Research, Chinese Academy of Sciences, this morning. According to Nepal's embassy in Beijing, Minister Khanal visited the research institute and emphasized the need for more intensive cooperation between the two countries. He had left for Beijing on Sunday morning at the invitation of the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now with the remaining news. The Swiss ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Daniel Miuli, met with Minister for Education and Sports, Sosmit Pokhrel, today. Issues related to the ongoing collaboration between Switzerland and Nepal in the education sector were discussed in the meeting. The meeting held at the ministry in Simhadarbar focused on mutual interest, bilateral relations and the mobilization of development aid, particularly in technical and vocational education. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The US and Iran have agreed a deal to end the war, which mediator Pakistan says will be signed on Friday in Switzerland. The BBC cited US President Donald Trump as saying the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened and the US naval blockade of Iran will end. While prices in early trade in Asia have fallen off the back of a US-Iran deal under which the Strait of Hormuz is set to be reopened. The strait had been effectively closed since shortly after the US and Israel launched airstrikes on Iran on the 28th of February. In Iran, the agreement is being framed as a victory for Tehran and a defeat for the US and Israel. At least 9 people have been killed in a wave of Russian strikes on Ukraine that set a major religious landmark in Kyiv on fire, officials say. The BBC cited the officials as saying 4 people were killed in attacks on the Ukrainian capital, while 5 rescue workers died trying to put out a fire caused by a strike on the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The 11th century Dormition Cathedral was significantly damaged on what President Volodymyr Zelensky called one of the biggest Russian crimes against Christian culture today. Russia denied hitting the site. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone attack in the Russian city of Tula killed 3 people and wounded 3 others, including a 1-year-old, local official said. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over Koshi, Madhya, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, while mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Tarai region of Koshi province and at 1 or 2 places in Madhya's province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal's 6 provinces unveiled budgets for upcoming fiscal year as Sudurpashchim province fails to present its budget. House of Representatives begins ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Waghle claims upcoming fiscal year's budget is focused on economic and political stability and job creation. And US and Iran agree on a deal to end the war as Trump says Strait of Hormuz will be reopened. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.